I've been thinking about that myself. The higher, the tougher. And it might not be a bad idea at all to have Wurzel standing by in my speedster, close by and ready all the time. He's pretty much of an army himself, mental and physical, QX. Can do. And thus it came about that the good ship Dauntless flew again, this time out Barova way. Her sole freight a sleek black speedster, and a rusty, battered meteor tug. Her passengers a sinuous Volantian, and a husky Tellurian. Sort of a thin time for you, old man, I'm afraid. Kinnison leaned unconcernedly against the towering pillar of his friend's tail, whereupon four or five grotesquely stalked eyes curled out at him speculatively. To these two, each other's appearance and shape were neither repulsive nor strange. They were friends in the deepest, truest sense. "He's so hideous that he's positively distinguished-looking," each had boasted more than once of the other to friends of his own race. "Nothing like that," the Volantian flashed out a leather wing and flipped his tail aside in a playfully unsuccessful attempt to catch the Earthman off balance.
"Some day, if you ever really learn to think, you will discover that a few weeks' solitary, undisturbed, and concentrated thought is a rare treat. To have such an opportunity in the line of duty makes it a pleasure unalloyed."
"I always did think that you were slightly screwy at times, and now I know it," Kinnison retorted, unconvinced. "Thought is, or should be, a means to an end, not an end in itself. But if that's your idea of a wonderful time, I'm glad to be able to give it to you." They disembarked carefully in far space, the complete absence of spectators assured by the warship's fullest reach of detectors, and Kinnison again went down to Miner's Rest. Not this time to carouse. Miners were not carousing there. Instead, the whole asteroid was buzzing with news of the fabulously rich finds which were being made in the distant solar system of Tressilia. Kinnison had known that the news would be there, for it was at his instructions that those rich meteors had been placed there to be found. Tressilia III was the home of the regional director with whom the Grey Lensman had important business to transact. He had to have a solid reason, not a mere excuse, for Bill Williams to leave Borova for Tressilia. The lure of wealth, then as ever, was stronger even than that of drink or of drug. Miners came to revel, but instead they outfitted in haste and hied themselves to the new Klondike. Nor was this anything out of the ordinary. Such stampedes occurred every once in a while, and Strongheart and his minions were not unduly concerned. They'd be back, and in the meantime, there was the profit on a lot of metal and an excess profit due to the skyrocketing prices of supplies.